Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ. Today in the gospel lesson, we hear of how we are invited by Jesus to find rest in his word. So we are this summer looking at the road with Jesus, being on the road with Jesus, starting in Luke chapter 9. He turns his face toward Jerusalem, and then for about the next 9 chapters, we hear what Jesus does while he's on the road to Jerusalem. And today, what does he do? He's on the road, and he enters a village and is welcomed into the house of Martha. I don't know if during the summer you've done some traveling, and while you're on the road, you enter a town, a city, maybe a rest stop, and you rest for a little while. You hope that that rest stop is calm and relaxing and prepares you for the journey ahead. Some rest stops aren't, as you try to find the perfect gas station with the right price, or you try to find a parking spot that is easy in your vehicle to get in and out of if you've got a camper with you. All sorts of things can happen at a rest stop. I want to today look at this gospel lesson and see what happens to Jesus when he finds rest in this village. So Martha welcomes him into her house, and then we hear about that Martha has a sister named Mary. We'll talk a little bit more about Mary in a moment. But as you heard me describe with the children, Martha gets distracted while serving. This was meant to be a moment of hospitality on display, that Jesus would know through not just the invitation into the house, but through all the actions of Martha that he was welcomed there as a guest. They would have known that great example that Abraham provides in Genesis 18 when the Lord visits Abraham by the oaks of Mamre and says that Abraham is sitting there in the hot part of the day at the door of his tent and his eyes look up and he sees these 3 men. By the way, wonderful icons are drawn about this as illustrations of the Holy Trinity. These 3 men are welcomed by Abraham. He says, stay with me. Let me get you some water to wash your feet. Let me get you some bread so you're strengthened for your journey as you pass on by here. And then he goes on and he gets the bread ordered. Of course, then he takes it up a notch. This isn't going to be just a bread stop. He has a calf killed and sacrificed. That word sacrifice is interesting there for this meal. And he fills milk and curds, and then there is this feast. He watches them eat, and then as he sits there, then they share with him the word of the Lord. This model of hospitality, of welcoming a guest, inviting them into the home, and then just doing more than what was expected, and then finding rest in the word of God that's shared. That's the model of Genesis 18. But Martha, as much as she with noble intentions may intend to follow this model, she sees her guest, welcomes him into her home. But then the story of hospitality, the story of rest on the road, takes a turn. This rest stop, it wasn't something that led to rest for Martha. It wasn't something that led to renewal in this home for Martha. Instead, this obligation that she felt for hospitality became a time for distraction, a time for worry. It's a reminder to me, I suppose, that there is in this world an unending rhythm of knowing that in hectic schedules, we fill our time to be busy. We work to do more and more. And that happens to Martha. She feels like she's doing everything. And she wants to be the perfect host, but in what she does, she fails to produce rest. She fails to provide a place of welcome. Instead, she becomes more anxious. And she takes this anxiousness, this distraction, and she turns to Jesus, and she embarrasses her sister. And she accuses Jesus of not caring. She says, Lord, do you not care? Tell my sister to get up and work. I wonder at this moment what this story means, and that it's Mary is providing, caring. She's providing opportunity for her guests, but I suppose that's not the bad thing, right? Because just before this was the story of the Good Samaritan, a man who's on the road and he busies himself with providing care and help and then hospitality to a man who's injured on the road. So it's not a story about Martha and Mary and how you should all not provide hospitality. It's not really that story, is it? But it is a story about something that happens if we get distracted from our foundation, if we get unmoored from what should ground us in what is true and necessary, and instead work harder and harder in a direction that doesn't lead us to rest. Martha, that's what she does. She works hard. She works harder and harder. But in all of her activity, she's going the opposite direction of rest. In all of her activity, she moves opposite from finding peace. She becomes more worried, she becomes more distracted, and she becomes filled with this sense of wanting to bring accusation and embarrassment to the very people that she's supposed to be providing rest to. When her identity, when her foundation becomes how busy she is, and by how much she can accomplish, then Martha starts to see everyone else in a sense of value. Not in how they're loved or surrounded by God's word, but now their value is, are they as busy as she is? Are they doing as much as she can? This rest stop on the road with Jesus is turning out to be no place of rest at all. She moves from being a host until being someone that's filled with distrust, to being filled with accusation and bringing embarrassment to all those around her. And I think about how can something that's meant to be wonderful and caring, such as providing a place of rest for a guest, how can something that's supposed to be filled with such noble intentions of providing help and hospitality to someone, how does it turn into this divisive, accusatory, distrustful experience? I see it happen in the story with Martha and Mary, and not only do I see it there, I can see it happen in a community, on the news, when people are trying to help and things are turned and twisted in their own mind about those that they are helping. They can see it in a congregation. We can see it in our school. We can see it happen in our families. Have you seen it happen in your own life? That you started out with this noble intention of providing help and care to others, but then along the way, you're distracted from the main goal of what you meant to be doing, and instead you now start to value and judge and push others away, and your words, instead of seeking to bring peace, are filled with this accusation, this distrust, this embarrassment that you're almost uncomfortable with, but you have to say it. This is what happens to Martha. She turns from someone that was meant to bring rest and find her own renewal in the word being shared among guests. And instead, she becomes this toxic moment. How does that happen? Well, have you thought about what is that line where you know you've crossed it when you meant to be providing help, when you meant to be providing support to others, and then you think somewhere along the way, it changed? How do you know when that line gets crossed? And I think we see in this story a word that helps us to understand where that line is. And it starts pretty quickly in the story. Martha was distracted. If in our lives we can track along with what Jesus is doing, if in our eyes we can see Jesus as we see others, and as I see you, I see Jesus in my view, I'm going to keep in my foundation the love and the grace and the mercy that Jesus brings into the world, and I will be seeking to bring that to you as I provide care and help, as we share in an experience of grace. But if instead of as I see you, I track along with seeing Jesus, I get distracted and I no longer see Jesus. And now I just see what I'm doing hard and purposeful and working, and I see you. But now instead of seeing you through a lens of Jesus, I'm distracted. On that track is no longer Jesus. On that track is what I'm doing and what you're not doing and how I get frustrated and disappointed. Martha did not start with the intention of ruining this day and making it not a place of rest and renewal, but a place of accusation. But running, worried, busy, distracted, in this moment, Martha stopped seeing Jesus. She stopped being on the road with Jesus. She was on the road with herself and her accusations of others. She goes to Jesus and says, "Lord, do you not even care?" And then Jesus turns to Martha, "Martha, Martha." Mary has chosen the good portion, the needful thing. I want you in those moments when you're on the road and you're not finding rest, when you're on the road and you're not finding renewal, and you look around and all of your activity is moving you in a direction away from peace, even though you think you're doing something noble, you're on the wrong road. The act of life that Martha is doing, it is a good thing to do, to serve as a host, to work, to serve, to provide for others. But when that act of life produces in you a fruit that's rotten, go back a step. Find in the contemplative life of sitting at the feet of Jesus, find in that strength of being gathered by the Word, a nourishment for your soul, so then you are equipped to go and serve. To live your life in this world without being gathered by the Word, to live your life in this world without being nourished in the Word, will leave you exhausted, will leave you worn down and broken. And when that happens, sit at the feet of Jesus. See again how He sees others. Sit at the feet of Jesus and see again how He sees you. You are a child of God. You are loved and redeemed in the mercy and the care of Jesus Christ. He has come so that you may find rest. He has come so that you may find renewal and strength in this world. He has come so that you may bring this rest to others. And if all of your active life leads you away from Jesus, you're on the wrong road. Turn around. Don't find rest in that life that keeps you just busy. Get back on the road and find rest at a different stop. Find rest in Jesus. Find renewal in His Word. Then you will find your life in this world. Then you will find your care for others. May that be the peace, the grace, and the mercy of Jesus Christ this day. Amen.